Shell.
Another phone call.
Nice you could join us, Greg.
All right. Start out like we usually do with introductions. Steve Bacon, Clark Regional Wastewater District.
Greg Schaefer, Clark County Development Engineering.
Jamie Housley, Jordan Amos.
Jeff Riston, Kingston Homes.
I'm Aether, Aether Homes.
Mike Nieto, Catworks Construction.
Mike Odron, Olson Engineering.
Don Hardy, the Virgin Radio.
Sharon Lynn Montevin, Clark County Planning. Sure, your master Clark Works. Willis Tracy, Development Engineering.
All right. Just a reminder,
Thank you for helping us. The
meetings are recorded and posted on the website. If you've got your cell phone on you, try and make sure it's silenced or vibrating so you don't disrupt everything. Need to review the minutes from last month.
Mr. Chair, I've reviewed them and without exception moved to adopt.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Upcoming events.
Upcoming events. On the second page of your agenda, we've got the standard Board of County, or it's actually as the Clark County Councilors, we should probably update that. Work sessions and hearings, typically every Wednesday, beginning as early as 9 a.m. Check the grid for actual events and times, with the exception of the first Tuesday of the month. So beginning next Tuesday will be an evening session. Let's see here, BOCC work sessions, a permit center evaluation consultant report and recommendations, March 21st, 9 a.m. And also work session development, annual report and work plan. Does everybody have that on their calendars?
Yeah.
Should find that as listed, March 28th, 10:30. And then with the planning commission, sessions and hearings, session this evening on open space and timberland applications, 5:30 this evening, and a hearing, open space, and the same one on the March 15th, 6:30 p.m. Cherie also included in your packet some additional work sessions. I don't know that I need to go through those in detail. They're listed out in the times and the sessions there. So, since we had received some late added information, so.
Member announcements. Any?
Jay, nothing.
Not this month. Nothing. All right. Jump right into it. Mr. Riston.
So mine's going to be really quick. I've been hearing a lot of, I'll just call it noise, complaints or whatever, that there are various aspects of the final plat process that slowed down again. And we've been going at this for a while, and what I decided to do this time was sent out an email about 2 weeks ago to a lot of stakeholders and even more people that have been on this stakeholders group, trying to get feedback specifically on what the issues are so we can focus the meetings better down. And I guess I need to send out a reminder email. I know everyone's slammed and maybe I just have to do a meeting, but the problem with meetings are too many people end up getting into them, and then, you know, if we don't know what they either won't speak up or we don't know what the problems are. And it may just be that there's just one, two things. I know addressing is one. Addressing has become a bit of a nightmare. We just ran into it on our subdivision where they've taken 182nd Avenue, which has been around for quite a long time, and made it 187th Avenue.
What?
I don't think they'll enjoy it. And it doesn't match your plat. It's just so something needs to be, whatever's going on in addressing, and Susan's, you know, so there's things like that. But either people are slammed or maybe there just aren't issues. Maybe final plat is going along better and it's just noise. Long story short, I'll bug people again. I wanted to have the regular sub or the regular committee get together and talk about it. If we didn't know what, I wanted to define what we were talking about first, if that made sense.
Nobody's provided you with a list of grievances?
Nothing. Well, Andy Basita said he wanted something about bonding for a plat, and I think, I mean, we can bond for a plat unless he's talking about, have people talked to you guys about trying to bond before final plat? Like bond, like even before final plat, so that you can do something before you get final plat?
I don't think so.
You know, so
we've
anyway.
Done that. I mean, that's, we can do it.
You would bond to get final plat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bond before final. The whole part of bonding is to get
that, right. Yeah, that's what makes me think. That's the only other way I could read the email. So to me, I think he just doesn't know the bonding process.
No, he knows the bonding process. There's been issues with survey department, with the county executive survey before monumentation.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's right. The post-monumentation.
So that's
we've
the
had,
that's
we've had
the,
some issues with that.
Which I don't know why Clark County has that issue, because the way the state statute is, as long as I have an approved plat, I can get it bonded before even breaking the dirt.
Yeah,
and Mike's got that as an active point on the details group that we're working on. So
was that the post-monumentation?
Yeah, I think that's. Is that what you're?
I'm not sure. I'll figure that there was. I know in the minutes we'll look at.
Do we have that? I'm not.
We talked about this, about the survey. You guys are.
Yeah, I know. I know that you've had some correspondence with Ken Paul, right?
That's something else.
Oh, it is. Okay.
That's something else.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can.
And we had a little bit
of an update on that, but that has nothing to do with the pipeline.
Right, and then we at Deeb did talk about that. The surveyor's office was like anytime you set a corner requiring monumentation. I don't know if that's.
We're recording. I'll bring everybody up.
Record of surveys.
I'll bring everybody up to speed on that.
You know, so but I don't think that was, you know, that's not a final. So, you know, other than Andy and then hearing on this address issue from Dave Denny, I haven't heard. But I guess what I would say is I'm going to send out another email and say, and try to give me specifics again, and otherwise, you know, I'm just going to assume people are doing all right, or they really want to have a meeting. But
it might be. I know that there's been some talk about the packages, the way things go in.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, hey, why can't we, once we get all of the legal documents signed, just turn them in rather than have it be part of a package.
Right.
And that there's some staff's like, no, we really need it in a package. And the title company's like, well, I've got this weekly meeting. I can just hand it off.
And I think a lot of it is come because we reported on plats. Most people are handing them off to the title company, wherever
yeah.
it is. A lot of it's coming down to redundancies, okay? I've been asked for an annexation agreement on a second phase of a plat, when I've already recorded an annexation agreement 3 times.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But it's on previous.
And I will say that I've heard that, yeah.
Okay.
But they want it for every phase,
okay,
for each individual plat.
So I've had annexation agreements on a PUD. I had a request for the open space to be transferred to the county. But see, the problem with that is, I can't transfer the open space to the county before the plat's recorded,
right.
So the county kind of actually has to. So there's a little bit of kind
of
cart before the horse.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send that email to you too.
Yeah.
And if you can.
Yeah. I'm,
it doesn't have to be long explanations. Just give me, like, had problems with this, had problems with that. And it gives us some.
And it might also be that
they're
not releasing building permits until all the work on the bond has been completed. That you're still limited to the number of model homes that you can get per the code.
We got rid of that. They adjusted that in the code. There was actually a section in the streets that they brought to the housing section that already addressed that. So we,
really?
Yeah.
So once you're bonded, once you're recorded, they can release all of the building permits, or is there a limitation?
I think it's all
substantially complete.
Substantially complete. So the developer's agreement is pretty much. I mean,
it went through the biennial.
And maybe then it comes down to as-builts, as far as that's concerned. Okay. Maybe that's it then. Okay.
I mean, that helps as well. I know it's taken quite some time to record bonds, or record plats even with the bond, because we're doing it right now. It's well over 2 months, or 2 months.
So. Okay. Oh, there's Susan. So
Susan's here.
It is not final plat. Houston, I'll put you on that because I'd like to get your comments And Susan, I was just saying, I emailed out to a bunch of people on a list and asking them, I hear, you know, noise out, questions on final plats, how long it's taking, issues, can you please let me know what they are so that I can get together and have a meeting with you or a smaller meeting and we try to figure out what the issues are rather than just open up a big meeting. But I haven't heard from a lot of people, so I need to, and I know people, it's just because people are busy, I think. But,
or everything's really weird.
And I already said, and I said that, and then it was just noise. I said that. But Houston was mentioning some things, and addressing we're having some issues, and I don't think you want 182nd to be 187th out in that area. That Mark wouldn't like that, where I was laughing about that. He wouldn't know how to get home. I shouldn't have said that.
This is recorded.
It's recorded. Anyway. So I'll try to bug people some more to and or have a meeting, but I was hoping people would prefer not to maybe have a meeting first, you know. The less meetings, you know, but I am wrong.
One thing that I've been working on is setting up a digital cloud process. I hope to have a draft or test process that we can work out with one applicant by the end of the month. It's based on Google Drive, and it's basically just, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible, but Google Drive is a lot like internet thing with all the folders, and you can just both sides.
Like Dropbox? Or
well, yeah, it's like Dropbox. So both sides can put information in, you can set up the permissions for every single folder. So you can have one that people can only drop things in, or that they can make changes to the documents. You can make almost any permissions you want to on each folder. So one consultant would not be able to go into another consultant's folders or projects.
That'd be fun.
And I think it's going to work really well in the testing. I've been working with IT on that. I have about half of the procedure for both staff and the consultants outlined. And like I said, I hope to have something ready to go by the end of the month that we can test out. And I need to find out who that company will be that we'll work with. But
that sounds like it. And maybe then people, I know one complaint, and we had changed it, and I think you guys changed it back, is the whole submitting in packets thing. And maybe that'll help, because then you can just start populating your folder or whatever with the required things. You know, that's, anyway. Okay. Well, to be continued.
To be continued.
So.
Next month?
Said it was going to be short. I'll coordinate with Greg.
Let me know if you want to get back.
Yeah, I can coordinate with Greg. I'm really trying to be respectful of people's, you know,
and
time. But
Jeff, you and I should probably coordinate too.
Yes.
Make sure.
No, yes, we can do that.
All right.
I just notice people are so busy right now, including you.
Okay. Sharon, you're up.
Yeah, so you'd ask for an update on the November 15th Joint Council Planning Commission gimmick. And they decided not to open the community agenda plan this year. There's a lot on the community planning agenda, so I had that on the docket. A lot on the docket. And so, not opening the CFP, but.
Can you give us a little background as far as what the community framework plan is?
So it's just a very high-level vision document. It's a higher level than even the
comp plan.
It's like a 50-year vision.
Okay.
So a lot of things are still unattained. You don't measure that we're achieving it. Just it's a high-level vision document. And then in the hierarchy of things, so it's GMA, and then your framework plan, and then the management plan, and then code. So they decided not to open it this time.
Okay.
So they're looking. They're spending their time looking at the planning commission docket. There's a lot of stuff on the pending list. They met on Tuesday to move some stuff up into programs. And they're meeting again on March 27th to talk about the area-wide agricultural assessment and transfer development rights. That's the two items in the pending list to decide what they want to do, what would the scope be, when would they do it. So it's not even determined yet.
Just on the program management, on the BLM modeling for 2018 supply update, what, can you give us a little bit of background on that, what that is about?
I cannot. My colleague Gary is working on that. They're working with state for those changes and how they're going to do that modeling.
Same with probably buildable lands and
that. Right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Anything you can share on the doc, the dockets open holding analysis for 179?
Yeah, that's also, we can't speak to that right now. I'm not sure when that's going to happen.
We might want to take a look at these individually, and if there are any that we're specifically interested in, have Matt or Oliver or Gary come in and talk about some of those items.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. That was quick.
Yeah.
For the farthest ahead of schedule, I think we've had.
We want to be ahead of schedule.
Well, now we do.
Mike, take it away.
Oh,
put us back on schedule.
I don't have much. We didn't meet this last month. The only thing that did happen was that I finally got around to forwarding our thoughts with regards to case study, Susan?
Case law.
With regards to the recording of plats and when you need to record a record of survey. And clearly in the case law it stated that if the survey is of a preliminary nature and used for preliminary purposes, there is no need to record a record of survey, contrary to what county survey staff is currently saying. I have forwarded that on to Susan and to Taylor, and it's in their court now as far as what is going to be. And this all comes back to just give you guys a little refresher. Previously, we currently have in the checklist for land divisions the ability to use an unrecorded survey as a preliminary boundary survey for the purposes of a preliminary land division. Survey staff has wanted to eliminate that and require a record of survey as a boundary survey for every preliminary land division application. Whether or not there are any monument set or not, which there wouldn't be. If there were, of course, we would have to report a record survey within 90 days. We've checked this out with a number of people. I think that members of the LSAW finally have kind of taken this up and agree with the fact that a preliminary boundary survey does not need to be recorded if there are no monuments set. So that just reiterates kind of the position that's always been held in the survey community, and that with the goal being that we don't want to have to record a record survey prior to submitting for a preliminary land division. So I don't know if you have any more to add to that.
Okay.
Everything else we went through 2 months ago. We went through the legal documents. Chris Warren was kind enough to, on his own time, come in, make some tweaks. I don't know if that's gone back to staff for finalization. Susan, do you know if Taylor's kind of heading that portion of it up?
I was finishing up the changes that we made.
And we're waiting for Steve's responses.
Yes, we got a response from Steve Matson.
Yep.
We're waiting
for Steve Morash's comments. And that's one of the last things on our list.
Yeah, I think we may be able to finish up a few things and then maybe we talk about meeting shortly after that.
Yep.
Why would the county surveyor want to do something contrary to law?
He is hanging, the explanation that he gave to me, I don't have it with me, but there's in the state law, it talks about establishment of a corner, where most in the survey community take that to mean establishment on the ground with the monument. He's meaning establishment on a computer screen or on a piece of paper based on review of a record legal or review of an of adjacent surveys or somehow establishing, if you've established that mark, there's still no way to establish it out in the field, or you couldn't take it, you'd go find that point without surveying. You can't, the layperson can't go out and find that that mark because it's not a monument, but you have established it. So it's a broad interpretation of that particular mark.
So who does he report to, or is he an elected official? I don't know.
No, he's, I don't know who he reports to.
Who's his?
He's in public works.
Yeah, county's the county surveyor. He reports to the engineering manager, to Tom Graves, and then Tom to Heath.
So Heath can overrule this, right?
Certainly he could.
I mean, if you want, I mean, no, I'm just wondering. I mean, this sounds absolutely ridiculous.
However,
procedure that we're following right now, we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Have a meeting about it and see if we can come to agreement. And then if we need to, we'll go to Marty and meet. And if, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah. There's
right
some
now,
room.
I'm not saying going directly to Heath, but. Yeah. Well, because I was going to ask you whether your group is doing this too, so I'm a little on edge on a bunch of things, but transformers. Is your group working on that transformer? Or is
transformers is outside of county jurisdiction. It is a Clark Public Utilities issue solely. That's why neither this group nor any other group associated with the county has any say. I mean, we can talk to them about it. We can ask them to explain things. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to, and which is why when they came and presented to us, I said, do your commissioners know that you're doing this? No. Why not? You know, because it was suddenly all of a sudden they're enforcing something without any public input.
Or rationale, again, is why I'm like...
Right, and kind of contrary to what the state law is with regards to clearances. So when it comes to transformer locations and clearances to non-combustible areas, that's outside of what the county jurisdiction...
Right, I understand that. So then your group wouldn't be looking at it.
No.
So that answers the question.
No, we did, Ott and I did what we could. I've met with them probably within this group on 3 or 4 occasions. They understand, we've told them, hey, by the way you rolled this out without any public input or notification, really horrible that you do that just by, hey, by the way, here's a completed subdivision, here's a completed house, you can't get an occupancy because suddenly your transformer is too close to this because the siding that you use is not non-combustible, when every single definition of cement fiber siding is that it's non-combustible. And it was only after we got into this and we kind of pounded them on it a little bit more was to find out that it might be non-combustible, but it heats up things behind it. It's like a frying pan. So that's where it comes into play. As far as that, now their distances, I mean, in the code, in the Washington code, it's 8 feet. They have 10 feet. So they're going even greater. When asked, hey, has this ever been an issue? No, but we don't want it to be an issue.
I don't know how much further. Group, and no one's taking it on, though?
I'll just speak for me. Not that I know of.
No.
But as Mike said, it's not a county issue right now.
It's not. Picking the brain of this group, whether
it's a deed issue right now.
Yeah. It seemed like the pre-op process was where CPU wanted to interface. I mean,
A separate thing.
But yeah, but I mean, they were on an early proactive piece of that, too.
Yeah.
He was talking about transformers, but they also wanted some help on.
Early notification for services and to let applicants know about any issues that might arise with regards to existing poles that would need to be relocated.
And we're going to be talking about that in this, the
joint trench
coordination and all that. That's on.
Yeah, and so, but I was just at a pre-op and we didn't, now I haven't received my pre-op. Okay. So I'm waiting to, as to whether or not there's going to be anything from CPU in my pre-application conference notes. They were not at the meeting, nor did they provide anything at the meeting from CPU. So I don't know what happened there.
Who was working on getting CPU to comment?
It was they. CPU is now part of the mailing list for pre-application conferences. What?
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was my understanding that Dave Tetz said we're going to get on the list for notification of pre-application conferences, and then we will be able to provide whether it be boilerplate language with regards to early notification of your project so that we can start on the early design process, as well as allow to give input into any issues associated with existing power poles, power lines, or anything like that, any clearance issues.
The way it ended up in DEEP, from what I could tell in the minutes, it went back and forth. They were going to do a pilot program with Olson at one point.
So that's another component of this. That's the joint trench. What we're talking about now, right in this conversation, is early notification to applicants with regards to getting information to CPU early.
Right, for conflict, to check for conflicts and things like that. Well, and that's in there too, and that's what we're going to talk about it.
Dean having taken the lead, should I invite him back in? Would that be helpful to have him come in and at least
Dean
kind of give a status?
It's definitely Dean that was in the lead.
He's been the lead on it, so.
Can I object to him? Yeah, please do that. But here's how I remember it. CPU wanted a signature block on the final
final engineering test.
Okay.
You couldn't get
for CPU or XR.
We ask, no, please don't do that. Let's start with the low-hanging fruit with some
checkbox
equivalent to a utility review process. At least start there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I remember it staying, but I don't know what's happened since then.
It was Nick's
moved on to another department, and so
yeah,
Dave
went
was kind of
water. And
yeah, he's moved on
and Nick,
water.
And Nick's the one that's on the
pre-ad.
Yeah.
Justin Wren is the one that's pushing
Justin.
This up.
Is that bringing it to speed?
It's Justin Wren. It's gone at CPU. It's just gone downhill. Because the guy before Justin was Quattro or whatever. I forget his name. But anyway, he was super flexible. And then Nick was a little less flexible. And now we've got Justin who's like coming up with all these crazy things, including things that will include the county on putting stuff on the plat. In terms of easements around transformers.
They've been pushing for that.
And
but
things
where
like
we
that.
Landed
so
was
that will involve us. But I was looking to see where we left it. It was and we'll get Dean in here.
The joint trench was
going to
be a pilot program. We just haven't had any new projects that are going in for first review at the county to even do that. And when I bring up trying new things that, you know, they're like, we just need to get this in. but what I have let them know about is that we have a process, and part of our internal process is to let them know, hey, at the beginning of design, we can let CPU know, as well as the engineering electrical design companies know about this early on, rather than at the time of final engineering submittal. The issue here is that it's up to the owner, our client, to have engaged an electrical engineer for design.
Right.
And oftentimes that hasn't taken place yet.
Not usually.
And therefore, then you're stuck.
Usually.
Because CPU cannot respond. They're going to respond to an electrical design, and that would be fine if it could get done early, but oftentimes it's not done early because they haven't even been engaged to do the electrical design.
You don't do it. That's one of the issues that you run into. That early.
Right. Yeah. Why do we care?
Oh, I'm not. It
affects
point,
this whole process.
At one point, they were talking about including it as part of like the construction plans or whatever that would.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's just CPU said, hey, we'll review the electrical plans against the final engineering plans, and for any conflicts, we'll let you guys know if there are any conflicts. If there are no conflicts, we'll check it off. or once the conflicts are resolved, we'll check it off. And what I was suggesting was a simple email from you guys is all that would be necessary. We could send that to the county. We could check the box ourselves, having had the evidence that they had reviewed it, but nothing's come of it yet. That whole, the whole pilot program just hasn't.
I'm going to suggest there's 2 points to this. One is the transformer issue.
Yeah, that's all. I'm done with that.
That's them.
The other part is,
hey, we want the county to put a signature block on the engineering plan so we can sign off on it. We don't want that.
No.
Right.
So
no,
that's what I think hopefully Dean will come back and give us an update on. But the county has to say, okay, we will do that. The county hasn't said, okay, we will do that.
Right.
So so far, no news is good news on that.
Yeah.
But it's, but the third part of this is they were also going to give early notification of pre-apps.
Right.
And
that's true.
I will look into that.
That's right.
And just,
yes.
Both Justin and Nick are on the email.
Thank you, Susan.
For the pre-app. They're notified of the pre-apps.
Okay.
That's what I was looking at.
Okay.
And you know, information from them at pre-app would be awesome.
And we said that. Art and I both agreed. They're like, hey, that would be great.
Because
we don't want to get into a situation where we have frontage improvements completed with power poles sitting out in the new travel lanes.
Yeah.
And I guess from the point of, like, if it's not an issue and you don't get something back, maybe that's an indication that there's not an issue. But whatever is significant, if they do comment, would be helpful. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure if they're going to come on it. I mean, there's a lot of pre-apps.
Good point.
I mean, there's hundreds of pre-apps.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they want to take that on. I'm just,
yeah.
But that was something they wanted to do.
Yeah.
That was something they wanted to take on so that it avoided the conflicts later on down the road.
Yeah, just the staff issue, I mean, that would be the question.
I mean, that part of it's out of our hands. You can at least follow up maybe. So that's all I have.
All right. Everybody's taking all their time. You keep saying this is going to be short, and then they take all their time.
Well, maybe we'll call it. Hopefully we can crank through the work plan.
I think that was one of the longest debriefs that Mike's had so far. So. And that's saying a lot.
Well, I brought the transformer shit, and now I know it's not. No one's looking at it. It's just a separate.
Yeah. Was there anything on your side of the project delivery?
I will say this. Mike and Susan are doing excellent work. So,
thank you.
I listen and show up once in a while.
He chimes in when necessary.
These guys are they're experts. They're doing a great job. So that's fine.
That's
all right. Jeff, you want to kick off the work plan?
Kick us off, sure.
Discussion at least.
You bet. Steve and I worked on the work plan and went through the minutes, tried to capture things that, you know, basically what we've obviously, you know, part of this is what we've accomplished this year, and put it in a Word document, made some comments. In our last meeting, if you recall, there was we did take a look. We didn't look at the accomplishment side of things. We took a look at the work plan side of things. I took notes, and someone suggested you can have A priorities and B priorities. So I've done that in this work plan as well. So I mean, we might as well start in the beginning. So,
and we did send that out, Jeff. I think up to about a week ago, everybody should have gotten a digital copy of that, right?
Yep.
So, okay. To preview your.
Okay. Yeah,
including your track changes there. So.
Okay. Yeah. So we can go to the So on this first one.
I have one on the first page actually. Are we going to kind of go through and?
Oh, you have one on the first page.
I do.
Good.
County council.
Yeah. What we'd like to do is do this real time. It's not that long of a document. Get it on the screen. Answer the comments. Throw in any language changes you guys want, and maybe get her done.
Perfect.
So it shouldn't take long.
I like it. Money.
So Melissa, actually, just right there on the very first line where we've got now Board of County Councilors, it's now Clark County Councilors.
That was a leftover from last year, wasn't it?
No. Yeah. This,
well,
so, well,
did they change the name again?
It just
oh, they did?
Yeah.
County,
no longer
Board
the
of
BOCC.
County, Board of County Councilors now.
The CCC?
The CCC, Civilian Conservation Board?
Yeah, they don't even like the CCC.
Same as the Clark County.
So it's, that's right. So it's now.
Oh, now same as the Clark County.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is that it for page one?
Yep.
There you go.
That stays because that's a reference to 2010.
Oh, jeez.
I made the same thing. I made the change, and then the next line, I'm like, oops, no, it's...
Yeah. Someday that's going to be nostalgic. Okay, so we can go on to the next.
Kicking it old school.
What's the BOCC? On the next page, on accomplishments, we're working off of stuff that... a form that I don't know who developed, probably Mike. We're working out. This is the same form that we presented last year.
No, this was stolen. Anyway, I will not take credit for the form.
This was plagiarized long before history.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you,
so,
Steve.
It works, and it talks. So the first thing it talks about is an outline of our key accomplishments, and it starts with code revisions. I went through there, I highlighted the whole thing. The comment was, we need to confirm that these all ultimately ended up in the biennial code changes or that they're accurately described. So I wanted to get you guys' input on that. And then, are we missing any other key issues?
Yeah, I've got some from Jan. So actually, just a typo up here on the list. On the first line, changes went, is it not a capital?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did not proofread this very well.
And Dan said of your list there, Jeff, we're real close. He said 4 out of the 5 bullets have been completed, but he said input on the dedication of open space, etc., that was not considered. So I think that's the second bullet. All that should come out.
Okay.
So all that comes out, and then Jan says we actually should add 2 more. He said we also approved, so Melissa, this would be removed county requirements for state road access. County requirements for...
Your fingers should go ahead, you're next.
The county requirements for state road access. And then a second one, he's got added item to defer frontage improvements in rural centers.
All right.
You want the word defer?
Yeah, so we want added item, and I think it's...
For deferral of. Yeah.
Right above that is requirement, plural.
Remove county requirements.
Did you say requirements, Greg?
That's fine. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Didn't matter. All right.
That was Jan.
Okay, good.
He's the expert, so.
The input on dedications of open space, critical areas, things like that, is that something that we need to put into the work plan then, though? Yes.
We had a presentation on that.
We did, and that's what I don't know exactly. That's why I'm not sure whether...
Proposing to change it, but...
We can come back. She's redlined it, which is great, and we can come back. Okay. I'm wondering whether that's...
The county did not want to accept any of those small remnant...
It's the slivers and everything else.
Which I don't think is an issue anymore. I think they just want to make sure that it doesn't happen anymore because of the ones that they are currently in control of.
But the language was fairly broad.
Yes.
That was brought to us. So I don't know whether it's going to be an item that's going to be coming up or not.
Yes,
so.
The stuff that was brought to us was not just remnants. It was low-quality wetlands.
It was pretty broad.
Some stormwater track. There was a lot of things that were involved in that discussion as far as the county didn't want to accept them, but if they were going to accept them, there were payments that needed to be made in order to maintain it for X number of years and that kind of stuff. So
that's exactly right. Yeah.
Did
you review all the minutes, or you just remember all that?
I reviewed all the minutes.
Good for you.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? So that covers the spring biennial code changes. Regular updates and input on the comprehensive plan. For example, updates, legal status, where do we go from here? I mean, that's, I don't know if we want that on there or not, but we do get regular updates.
Is that
updates,
a code revision now? That's on.
No, that's
separate.
That's separate from the code.
Well, it's under the code revision.
It's under the code revision.
Yeah, the sections are code. Maybe that's a development-related issue. The sections are code.
That's a development-related issue, definitely.
Maybe we move that down to, move it down to development-related issue then.
Yeah.
But as far as the comment, keep it in there though.
No, she'll. I think that's just to, remind you to move it.
Yeah.
I think that's just to remind her to move it.
Right, but you guys are okay with that?
Yeah.
Being in the, okay, and yeah. Just move it down to the development related issue. Awesome.
I think the number three needs to go to development related issues too.
Continue to review
with the fee waiver.
So Melissa, I'm sorry. Are you moving those? You'll move them later. Oh, okay.
Fee. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you for doing this. I know it's not easy. So the fee waiver, that was a.
That's a development related issue.
Is it more of a development? Okay.
I think.
So. I don't care where we classify them.
Having dealt with it so much, I don't see it as a code issue. Okay. I saw it as a development related issue.
We reviewed concurrency code revisions. Yep. They weren't much to them, if I recall, but continue to receive and provide input on demanding stormwater issues and receive regular
definitely
updates. Commented on participating in challenges of application, interpretation of stormwater ordinance this year specifically, soil amendments, rural drainage process requirements, and SFR. So.
Wait a minute, I think the stormwater issue is a code related issue.
It is. This is a code.
I don't think that you need to put that in there.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Well, but the wording, the grammar doesn't relate to accomplishments, does it? I mean, continues to receive and
it's part of what we did this year is we I guess it maybe should be continued continued.
I'm just saying the grammar right. Suggests that
maybe it should be continued
or how about just deep received and provided.
Yeah. That's fine.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'd rather get rid of words than
and provide it.
Yay.
That actually, if you think about it, it took a fair amount of our Deep provided suggestions on policy and code changes, improvements. That's just a boilerplate run. I don't know.
That's so broad. You know, my concern is that if that's in there, they'll say, what was it?
That's more of a header for the entire section.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's one of those ones that was in there. And
I think you can strike that.
I left it in there because it was like a boilerplate one that was.
I think you can
on the draft that I was working off of from last year's. Worked on single family residential stormwater review criteria and soil amendment revisions. I didn't know. I mean, where does this stand? You know, I know we accommodated vested subdivisions.
We need Eric here, or Greg, you can probably.
Does anyone? I honestly don't know where.
We reduced the stormwater fee.
I think it's a matter of figuring out under what code, under which stormwater code you were vested, where you actually had to meet the topsoil requirements.
385. Yeah, we put in a document on that.
We have one for procedure for 386 for having
soils. So on the work plan side, when you come up to it, there is a single family soil or single family drainage stormwater.
Yes.
Big issue, I believe, that did not get resolved. I think you're right. We might need Erica.
Well,
the drainage issue didn't get resolved.
Right. I mean, it was just the drainage issue that didn't get resolved.
Oh, right.
And doing stormwater plans too.
Yes, the drainage issue actually came up to us, I believe, in our. Remember, they gave us a presentation on single-family residential drainage plans for single-family lots, and that has not yet been resolved.
To do what you can
They are okay. So that will be coming back to us eventually.
Okay, so we'll keep that in, and we'll talk to.
Yeah.
reviewed and commented on the ADU cottage housing.
Yep.
And our latest acronym, RADUS. I like that one, actually. I got kind of.
And Jan had a note that that became code effective on the 2nd of February.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
It goes into effect tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a 2018 accomplishment for me to talk about.
No, it's a still accomplishment. No, that's a good comment for me to know that I can, so that way I can say it went into effect, because this is my part of the thing. I don't care about Steve.
So number 9.
Yeah.
I think needs to be a development related issue.
Okay.
I would agree.
Yeah. And so 2 and 3 are going to go development.
And I think you have an extra space in there, Melissa. Up at, you have a number 4, which doesn't have anything on it. And just back space there.
Oop. We'll see.
Oh.
We'll fix it.
All right.
Sure, yeah, I don't. I was just going to say, I would hate. I hate working with those things. So where are we now? Okay. Okay. Continually monitor. So, continually monitor study ideas, permitting timeframes, response initiatives, permit center challenges, lean improvements, review and discuss need for additional FTE and fee changes in the county wetland habitat group. I don't know. And again, I think actually we did add it. I think Marty did add a full-time employee down there, and then. Along with that fee change, and the full-time employee was evaluating the proposal on the fee change adjustment.
So we're going to interview for that position soon, or within this week, or something.
Oh, so it hasn't been filled yet. So it's coming.
It's
to
not
you. Okay.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yeah.
Number 1. I understand studied ideas for permitting time frame. I'm not sure that I understand response initiatives. What's initiative? What do you mean?
Well,
this response.
You know, I think that
time frame / response. So it's initiatives to minimize the time, the response times and stuff.
Is initiative redundant?
Well, it's how you fix it, I think, or how you respond to whatever.
All right. If it works for you, I'm good with it. I just. Okay.
I don't think it worked for me. I think I stole it. I mean, I think it was what it was labeled originally.
That was Mike's.
But I think no. This is how it came to us on the agenda or the minutes.
It's like so, something Jamie would write.
Initiative is a good word.
But I think I would argue that depending upon what we learned about the permitting timeframes, it would depend on the initiative.
I think you would. It would be better if you.
I can tell you it's not my language.
If it was study initiatives for reducing permitting
time frames and response.
Or responses, I think is the what it was. That's what the topic was, anyways. Was
yeah.
Talking about different ways that Marty was working to reduce those time frames, those response times.
We can take that. We can take that slash out and write it out, or do you guys want to leave it the same? It doesn't matter. We're going to be blowing through this with the counselors anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We only
I don't
have
think
an hour
matters.
And a half.
All right. You discussed need, okay, input into the transportation improvement plan. If you recall, we talked about their districts and things like that. Continually identify, monitor, and discuss unexpected changes and challenges. And then I just put some examples. I wonder, I don't know, this is part of the fact that we were talking that we've been more reactive this year than, the PUD transformer may not belong up there though. That was something we reacted to, but as you said, it's not really in our jurisdiction either.
But it was something we did actually.
It was not, but we did have a response.
You know, the plat notes and easement requests. I guess the surveyor thing that's come up is not up there. It's not up there. If we had the, what do we call it?
Monumentation.
We lost survey monumentation.
Prior to
plumbing. There you go. The utility coordination, I put in there final plat because that wasn't an expected thing. And that actually we met at least three or four times on. The final plat challenge timeline, the permit center and lien. These are things that were not necessarily directly in our work plan.
They were extra credit items.
Yes. But can you guys think of any other? The public comment and input, my comment there is we get Steve in Houston and several other people that bring up issues that we get interested in and
champion. Seth has been here a number of times.
Yeah.
We've had follow-up meetings with him.
Well, the DA is a perfect example. The DA was talked about here and then made it into
a couple for public comment.
Yeah. Mike, can you think of anything else that was kind of the reactive part this year? That's what I was covering, continue, identify, monitor, and discuss unexpected changes and challenges.
Yeah.
Any others?
Joint trench? Did we get that
up? I got that up there. Well, I got utility coordination
okay,
challenges. That's really...
If you've been through the notes and the meeting in the minutes,
yeah,
you've probably gotten the comment.
Okay. There's probably some other. There's stuff that always comes up that, again, like public comment input and things like that. That might. But again, I'm using them as examples. Just they don't need to know every little. Thing, but
I might hesitate to put in survey monumentation for preliminary plats only because that's being. I'm sure in here somewhere you talk about the fact that committee members small groups.
And that
let's keep that off because that might come up like maybe for next year because we still have a formal presentation to give Deeb on the stuff that we're working on. So
so what are we taking off?
We're just taking off the survey monumentation because there's a lot more that we're going to be coming back to Deeb with.
Jamie mentioned retaining walls. Did we do retaining walls this year?
Yes.
Yeah. We've done it every year.
Oh, God. Well, then put retaining wall high.
That is a code item.
Was that this year, though? If it was, I went through all the minutes. I missed it. I got you.
No, but we also had that gentleman come in who had very strong feelings about that.
Yeah.
And that was this year.
I was going to put in retaining walls as a joke for Marty, but so let's keep retaining walls in. No, let's keep it.
But I think it's a code related item.
Oh, code related. Okay. What did we accomplish there? Like, what do I say we accomplished? Does anyone know?
Discussions around code revisions and
code revisions related to retaining walls.
Okay. Those are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we have in here permitting timelines and response initiatives as a line item that we have had on our.
That's why I grabbed them. Yeah.
Susan gave the presentation. Actually,
my thought on this would be that just generic public comment and input would probably be better to have it in the heading there. Identify and monitor and discuss unexpected changes brought up via member or public comment.
That's fine.
Something like that. Because just as a standalone, it really doesn't convey much.
Melissa, we can put take out the and, put a comma after changes. So it'd be, we discuss unexpected changes, challenges and issues related to public comment and input.
Yeah, brought up during public comment.
Yeah. Okay. Number five is the joint trench, utility coordination, joint trench, enhanced engineering plan coordination approval, all kind of lumped into one deal. So, and if you guys had a chance to read that, said meetings and members participation outside. I tried to capture.
I think that's fine.
Staff to look, and that's where it was. Staff was, and I think that's Dean to look at a pilot program with volunteers to attempt to submit electric plans first.
I think you can leave it just like that.
Okay. Because that was the interesting thing. Originally, it was going to be at Olson, and then at the next meeting, it was decided to be a pilot program with volunteers. So I don't.
Yeah, well, I volunteered us if we could find a project that was of a sufficient size or small enough to be able to just simply have it as a kind of a, not necessarily a pilot, but as an example to see how it worked.
Okay.
We just haven't gotten it.
So Jeff, this is not to be picky at all. I don't know how much wordsmithing you want. This is just wordsmithing.
Wordsmithing's fine with me.
Third sentence, storm challenges of new stormwater requirements and other challenges.
There you go.
Is that how you, do you want to read that way? Challenges,
no.
Stormwater requirements,
no.
And other challenges.
No.
Dealing with new stormwater.
Thank you.
If you just say dealing with new stormwater requirements and other challenges, you've just insinuated that stormwater requirements were a challenge. So,
I told Steve I'd take a crack at it, and then I didn't realize. You know, we've had 2 months of D on the first. I didn't realize how fast it crept up, so I did it Sunday night, and I didn't even proofread it.
Melissa, I would suggest leave the word requirements.
In the sense of Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, you're supposed to. You're supposed to wordsmith it.
Oh well. I was just getting it ready for this hat. For this, I figured, why wordsmith it if we're just going to tear it apart and rewrite it during the meeting?
Oh, I like that. You know, if I read that sentence, it would have sounded.
Yeah, this is great work. Really, better than I could tell.
No. Okay, and then I asked, is that really what we're doing? So it appears, it sounds like that sounds like we're capturing what we're doing. I mean, as simply as we can. Worked with develop reset point opportunities to improve timeline, process, and staff resources. Recommendations on implementation, revised traffic impact fee rates and map. Revised and commented on sidewalk program ranking criteria. Mm-hmm. Continue to pursue streamlining early grading with goal of over the counter. This was a lot, I didn't quite know both of these last, I think nine, at least nine, I didn't know where it stands. Man, maybe it's just, maybe it just stands like it's, no, maybe, I mean,
there
I don't necessarily need to know where it stands.
Emails that just came out, as you saw, and Molly is opined that, you know, they may not be able to do an over-the-counter review of grading permits.
Okay.
I think we've also got it about as close as what we can get it, unless somebody else is seeing something that we're missing.
Okay.
And not run afoul of other regulations.
So that still states what we did with the goal of over the counter.
I would leave it that way.
Yeah.
You could probably say that. That's what we did.
Revise later.
Right now, we're talking about
what we know right now.
What we know right now. Yeah. Okay. And Monitor discussed the water rights and exempt wells based on the HERS case. And this right should it in. When I did that, am I putting this right? Should the two items, early grading and single family, last met in October on this? Staff was to amend handout review checklist and engineering review to allow streamlined early grading. Okay. So all that we explained. I just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, process improvements, member participate in project delivery, stakeholders grouped.
Groups.
Formed to review and recommend improvements to various aspects of the county's regulatory, groups, thank you. Regulatory permit land use process to better deliver. So am I missing, okay. I stole those words from somewhere, but that's because I looked online what your actual, is that what your actual?
That's what we're actual. They're just sitting around with nothing.
Well, I didn't even want to get into that group split into two groups.
Susan do great work. You don't need anybody else.
You guys are on this. If it captures your, you know, because that is, you know, it is something that is definitely being done by D members and participated in.
Then I'm going to say, Melissa, why don't you get rid of that S on groups and just say group. Yep. Leave it at that.
You're overruled.
There were groups. We can explain further if they want to know more. But
there's one group, but subgroups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're into that. Formed work on committee with county staff to improve the final plat process, which is ongoing. Provided input to and requested improvements to final site plan process.
I think we That was already accomplished, I think.
That's what I didn't, so is that like
I think that's
last year?
I think it was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last year.
I wasn't sure, and actually I'm surprised I didn't have a comment there. Continue to encourage review of potential changes to the plat alteration process.
Comment. It's down.
There's a comment
the next,
there.
It's on the next page.
Okay, there it is. Which of these happened this year and or should be removed?
The plat yes. alteration process, I know that that's been one of Eric's things, mm-hmm. and I know that we have the declaration process. I don't know what else he may have been discussing with PA's office or staff.
So,
do you know anything about that?
I can speak a little bit to this because there was a case I know that I worked with Susan and Marty on to address related to this, and we did some streamlining in that, so I think that would be accurate.
Oh, okay. Good. Perfect. Then we leave it.
Okay. Supported an election, all electronic.
That's been going on for a couple of years now.
Yeah, do you want it in or out? Out. Out's fine with me.
Yeah, I don't think we really discussed it last year.
Yeah, that's actually going. Is that going along pretty well?
Oh, that was your comment. Good, good job, Steve. I was saying, deep and did receive updates and monitor progress, and I just put examples because we do lean, final plat, working groups, fee reform, tide mark transition. I mean. Can you guys think of any others? There are others. I could add others.
I think that's fine. I think what you say.
Again, it's just we do have anything that's going on really land use and development comes through and we get updated on right. and we give input in and that's and then participated and received updates on the CityGate study.
We'll get there.
Yeah. So technology, regular updates, and comments on tide mark replacement. Maybe we don't need the one, the last sentence under whatever that is. Participated in reviewed, received updates.
Well, we were on an interview committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's leave it in.
CCLMS.
Oh, is it CCMLS?
LMS.
LMS, yeah.
Oh.
It's good work.
No, I'm just laughing at that. I can't say LMS because I'm so used to MLS. Oh. It's just the hazard of our business, I think.
Number two, received A staff updates. Strike staff.
Yes. Either A or whatever they don't.
Yep, that's
okay.
Well, wait a minute. The website revisions were done 2 years ago, weren't they?
They've been ongoing.
Have they?
Yeah.
And I think these are things that are ongoing. We just had a present one of our last. I think it was our December meeting. We had a presentation on what they were doing to the website for the lean process and getting education out and things yeah. like that. And we were constantly giving input, I think, into the... I think what she was showing us was the change... I think she worked with CCLMS, yeah. and she was telling us the changes that were going to be coming down.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So it's...
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. As part of the permitting process.
Yeah, and can I do a sidebar here, by the way? For a second.
Yeah.
Is anybody else frustrated with having to click on do the images thing? Or
through the images thing.
Somebody needs to define what a sign is because a sign.
I'm like forever like clicking yes. the cars and it says no, you didn't get them all right. I'm like, well, wait.
No, there are ones that keep coming up until you've gone through all of them, then it will let you in. Not just the ones that show up initially.
It's just a pet peeve. I'm sorry for the sidebar.
Well, so we need to adjustments.
Man, you go deep into the
yeah.
Or you have to tell me on that.
Yeah, under two adjustments.
Yeah, just tab it over. There you go.
Well, I use it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we're in a... So the work groups, any...
Yeah.
Do all these still exist, and are they others I missed?
Can you take the S off of project delivery stakeholder group? Take that S off. Okay, and then what was the one you said, Steve?
There was a soil and then
oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was combined in with the stormwater.
I thought it might be with the stormwater committee. I just call it out separate. This is
do you, special. Well, so would you put stormwater committee and soil amendment work group though? Just I want to. I mean, that's our forum.
Yeah.
I want to remind the commissioners about soil amendments. The councilors.
So just a question, a thought on joint transit utility coordination. We know what that means.
Yeah, but
yeah, and you know what? I think that if we have stuff on there, it and if the councilors have questions,
yeah,
they can ask the question.
I was just going to add, do we want to clarify that that's on civil plans?
Oh, yes.
That's related, really what we're talking about is civil plan, right?
Joint transit utility coordination.
Or do you want it like it is?
I think it's fine the way it is.
Good.
If they have questions,
great.
It's like a resume. It's like
if they ask questions, I can discourage them from it because I can say that, make a joke about it being trenching and digging. But I mean, it is. This is one of the. I have the feeling this could be one of those things that's going to either.
I'm good with it's good.
Grow or.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go.
I don't know where it's going to go either, but. Okay.
We got two bullets that I think are the same thing there. So the second one in the
stormwater committee and the single family residential stormwater.
They are the same. Oh yeah. Oh, I did have soil amendments from there. Okay.
You could probably take out the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take out the first one.
There we go.
There you go, and then you can get rid of the last bullet and the parent parentheses.
You might want to add grading. Single family residence. There's also a grading discussion.
Yeah, they're.
It was all the same group, though.
I don't know. The grading thing came up, and I think I have it in our work plan suggestions.
Yeah, we
haven't done it yet.
We
haven't been there yet.
Different meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have it on the.
We didn't resolve it.
Because there was and I don't want to forget about it because I do remember we talked about it was a county issue with grading and the frustration with.
Wouldn't say we had a committee on it. Said we did meet.
Yeah, are we doing anything with that? Is anything?
That's the one where.
Oh, it was going to go to Builders Roundtable, I think.
I don't know. We sent out an email that clarified there are four different. Scenarios that can play forward between the relationship between early grading and final engineering.
No, not this isn't early grade. The drainage issue he's talking about is at one point I can find it in the minutes.
Right. There was the certification, the lot individual lot certification.
Oh, individual lots, no.
Yeah.
I don't know the status. Yeah, that's what building.
I mean, it basically was resolved and we came up in the course of one of those.
Was it in one of those committees?
That was a new code section that went in, wasn't it? Additional geotechnical review for residences that were need to be rebuilt. What was that?
I just remember we discussed it outside of this meeting when the other were.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we reviewed during the biannuals, so we don't have to list them out individually. The main ones that we commented on, I think, is the important part. Yeah, we can really get into a lot of minutiae on this.
It was a building. It was called building drainage on our agenda.
No, that's different.
And it had to do with. Jim Muir and
that was crawl space drains and roof drains and
yeah
and it was, the grading it was saying that of the lot and
they're coming back to our neighbor's property the PDSD on that.
Building trying to figure out how to get better information from developers to builders and looking for suggestions from Deed. There's a lengthy session anyway it went down and then eventually it was that they were going to try to work with the Builders Roundtable in late September, then bring it back to Deeb at a later date. That's one where I wrote follow-up. I don't think it ever happened.
It hasn't happened yet.
We ought to make sure. I'm not sure I put it on our work plan.
Follow-up. It's on, yeah, you got it on the work plan as one of the priority A items, building drainage issues.
Okay, but I want it because if there's a miscommunication, yeah. I mean, if there's a problem between the builders and the county in terms of site drainage, mm-hmm. we need to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a lot of it's education of builders, but okay. So the work plan suggestions.
We need to change out BOCC, mm-hmm. number one.
Yeah, economic development is just another boilerplate, you know, which we did, I think we had a couple economic development. Okay, and we're not adding any.
Maybe we ought to do just a find and replace there, Melissa, anywhere we've got BOCC. I'm sorry? Okay.
So, you know, this now we've kind of changed. This is the work plan, so this would be yours. Do you want to walk through it, or do you want?
Yeah,
you wrote it.
Okay, so here's our where we put
this
as our
is
top.
This is all the same stuff we've had every year.
That's what I was gonna say. This I question whether we want this in or not.
Do we want what in?
Well, so this economic development D will continue. Fee reforms,
process improvements, affordable housing.
Process improvements and affordable housing. I didn't know, like Mike said, this is something that has kind of been in there, I think, for a couple of years, almost as boilerplate.
Yeah. You know what? I'm almost of the mind.
We've talked about fee reforms already, but the process improvements.
This could
we would need
if
to
we
move
wanted
that
to.
Somewhere.
We could talk. We could simply say we could collapse that whole thing into while continuing to support economic development. Looking at fee reforms and process improvements, and all affordable housing gets is part of that necessarily. Then we go into what our specifics are.
Yeah, okay.
So I think
yeah,
that I think whole that, section
that
there could
be
collapsed in one sentence.
Or just an opening sentence or paragraph,
yep.
rather than having it as a bulleted list, just kind of a, we look forward to continuing to do this stuff.
I would agree with that. There's just one semantics thing. It's housing affordability.
Housing affordability.
Yes. Affordable housing has a connotation that
yeah.
it's not what we're...
Right.
Good
right.
point. Bit of brain home.
I just learned a new word today. Not a new word, but visitability.
Yes.
Visitability?
Yeah. The ability to visit someone isn't new to me.
Housing affordability.
Anyway.
Housing affordability.
Visitability.
Yeah.
Visit. Visitability. Goes into a podcast on linguistics that I'll tell you about later.
Well, that's like houselessness is the new homelessness.
Wait, and that's what described as linguistics. That's what we're on this. We're in this constantly changing thing. Think about it like way back when. Anyway.
Do you want to just make a note that you're going to change this whole paragraph?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want me to send that to you? Do you want to take a crack at it? You want to take a crack at it?
Sorry.
Or which would you prefer?
I'll take a crack.
Okay.
I'll take a crack at it, please.
No, you can hear what these picky people want better than I can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I'm just
going
to make this
a crack. Don, see you later, bud.
Hi, Don.
No, crack.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Work plan. This is so I put this what from the last meeting what I got as priority A and priority B, and may have added a couple of things, but
we are glad you are here. What is that?
Well, you can take that. We did that. That is more. You can take that out. That is more my note. When I filed my first plat with the city of Ridgefield. One of the council members came in just to say we're excited you're here, and staff did as well. So
oh.
we're excited for your project. And you know what? It makes you feel a heck of a lot better.
Maybe
when
not.
Whether they are or not.
When you're handing them 25% of your land, you think so.
Yeah. This was pre 25% of stealing the land. Okay. So we're you okay with that? Otherwise, we'd take. I was glad we're here. So. Review
we'll have another chain crack at this before
yeah,
it's finalized.
Yeah,
that just had to do with kind of
you how to handle matters such technicalities, minor adjustments without triggering large delays.
Complete file filing.
That's
comments and approach accountability.
The AAA.
Yeah.
That came out of the, and I this might have been one I added, but that.
I think it is.
Well, okay, so this came out of the workshop, so we can discuss it, but we're going to be looking at, I think, from CityGate, I mean, it what drives people nuts, like Houston was saying, the redundancies, I think that's the word you used, I guess, you know, redundancies, minor technicalities, things like that, and how you get them done without having to trigger a full-blown Armageddon or going through, you know, whatever, taking weeks or months to be able to resolve something as fairly. And that's where the accountability, authority, and access. And access is actually one issue that came up was like an ombudsman, or there, you know, the former Rich Lowry that used to be wonderful at that. But access would be like access if Marty is the right guy to come in and someone who's an authority and a decision maker to make a call before.
That even trickles down to what kind of authority does the staff level.
It does, which is why I put authority in there too. It's something that's going to be coming our way. And
I say we should keep that on there.
I think it is.
In our product delivery stakeholder group. So.
Okay. The comprehensive plan review update. I think we just got blown out of the water on that, right? Or not?
No, we're recording.
But okay. Okay. That's right. That's different than. And then we'll continue to discuss. Who took question out of there?
Me.
That was the word that was in there originally. I liked it. But discuss is probably, you think that's too?
I think that's better. A little, yeah.
Okay.
It's a softer, it's more quality. Yeah.
I got it. Just so you know, that was
one
of the.
But I think that needs to be one of the, if this is opening back up again, that's the one we really need to handle.
And then this needs to change again to housing affordability.
And right in front of that, Jamie, again. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And you'll have to explain it.
There's a difference.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. It's like visitability. I'm trying to figure that difference out as opposed to ADA. But
I'll search the document
for that. Okay.
Focus on affordable housing. Is that another one?
She's going to get it.
Okay.
She's going to make sure there are no others in the entire.
Jeff, did you cross-check this against what your notes were and what we had in the minutes on your list as far as AB was concerned?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay. Well, after we get done here and Melissa cleans it up and sends it out, somebody should do that.
Okay.
And I don't mind doing that, and you might want to have...
Well, I'd love you to do that, because you'd be awesome at it.
God. I'm sure I'd be awesome at a lot of things that would take things off your plate, Jeff.
Right to the panel.
Do a crappy job or not. I think it's just a kind of more of a double check to make sure that
I'm going to write that down, but I appreciate your help.
We're glad you can help, Mike.
I'm sure everybody's happy that I can help.
I'll take a look at that also. We'll get you covered.
Greg will do a better job than me.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. And I want to make sure, I was scrambling and writing notes all over the place, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Road modification and
that's
grading permit process and inertia grading. I mean, I'm assuming
is that the limit where we simply want to review the grading permit process improvements as it exclusively applies to early grading permits?
Did everybody get the email that we sent out?
All I'm saying is that's what the language says right now.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, we covered kind of all the different scenarios. Trying to submit early, if you've got, you know, it with the final engineering review set, if they're both in, your engineering starts to get held up, and so we kind of addressed all the different scenarios that we thought are possible with it, so.
Yeah, well, right now that sentence limits it to early grading permits.
I wouldn't mind broadening it out.
And that was
broader.
The big issue.
That's all it is. That's all we're talking about.
All right, fine. Yeah. Good.
Great.
Because right now, it does. There's no time savings.
Got it. Right. Melissa, in number three, paragraph three, there's also a focus on affordable housing language, et cetera, et cetera. You'll clean all that up, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to do it now. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
So improvements to preliminary plat application process, emphasize importance of staff and applicant meeting after early issues. This was something I believe we discussed, is that right? Look at improvements to preliminary plat application process. And
early issues was a topic that came up in the details committee at one time. So,
and I think that's fine to leave that in.
Okay. I know we're also trying to do the same thing with engineering, but I think I hit that somewhere else. But explore
the early issues, it was in relation to, and that's something else you need to worry about, this timing as far as notification and scheduling of hearings. I think that's one outstanding
item.
And these are ones, these two things, explore reforming fully complete process and explore reforming single family review process.
And we might.
That was thrown out as A's at the last meeting.
And some of these might get pushed to PDSG only because it might fit in better there. I mean, it might be a more in the weeds type of process, or because I think we're a little higher level here than what we can be, than what we are there. So I think we might be able to pick up some of this stuff as part of, you know, our work plan.
Okay. Should we leave it in?
Oh, yes. Definitely leave it in.
Okay. Consider case manager for application follow through and coordination communication. Okay, goal of engineering approval in two reviews rather than three. And then you see. Well, you guys can read it all yourself, but go over red lines, comments, commits to what's being changed, second review, goal to achieve review, mandatory participation must be redefined and enforced here. That's on both sides. That's a comment to both. And somewhere, mandatory, I think it came from the minutes, and someone had all capped it. I liked it, though, but it is a two-way street. What we're saying is that if we're going to do this, the developer has to be there and the appropriate staff.
We've got the meeting in place. I'm seeing this. We just need to get more teeth into it.
Yeah, and I think we can. I really, you know, at least with qualified engineers or whatever, I don't know, or whatever, the firms that get the, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't dig myself a hole. Engineering stormwater reviews, requirements for single family residences.
I don't know how much more we're going to get on that, Greg.
I mean,
it sounds like from here, talking with Andrew and Eric, I know what it is. Talking with Andrew and Eric, it's more a matter of, look, they know what to do. They kick these out all the time.
That's what they wanted. So do I have that in there? We'll come across it. So what I have in my notes from the last meeting is single family, eliminate, you know, for certified consultants, and retaining walls was the other one.
That's the first priority B one, is you've got certification.
So that's what we got. So man, that's the other thing. So while we're looking at these goals, remember that that's the A list, and then we're coming into the B list, and if some of the B should be in the A and some of the A should be in the B,
there's going to be some overlap, I think.
Okay.
But that's where I think that number 11 was what we were talking about.
It is.
I don't think that we can go any further with what's required or not required. That it's now a matter of can firms like Eric's and Andrew's submit something and almost have an over-the-counter approval rather than whatever they have to go through now. I don't know.
And there's overlap because that's in number one there.
Yeah.
And we might decide to make that an A priority.
We had decided that was a priority A piece, but it may end up being taken care of by a process that we're talking about as a B. We just
let's noodle on that a little bit as we kind of go.
So continue on joint trench utility coordination efforts. Yep. Continue involvement on 217 issues that carry over in 2018. And I said I think
building drainage is one, but I don't think we need to address cottage housing, tiny homes, and 80. We're done with that. It's code as of tomorrow.
Did the tiny homes go through as code too?
So there's the home size.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. I thought one of them was left off the table to talk about later. Perfect. streamline engineering for type 1 postage and reviews. Yeah.
Just an edit again on 13. Melissa, and how to improve, comma, title 40 changes. I'm not sure that maybe there's some grammar there to clean up.
Yeah. I'll take a look.
Oh, all right, great.
Tweak it to the month.
Exactly. Pursue concurrent review. Oh,
I can't remember if that was an A or a B. I know that I've been pushing for it, but not real hard because of how busy everybody is.
It's a staffing.
Concurrent review staff process too. Is a monitor on the.
What would be we hope could be reviewed concurrently.
Well, the biggest one is engineering,
well,
right?
Well, when things were, here we go. That's a B.
Oh, but excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but if it saves time, it's an A.
Okay, so if it does, we talked about streamlined engineering reviews. When we discussed this, concurrent review processes and processing procedures to expedite processes, as well as including that one, which are kind of the same thing, we talked about those as being B items in our last meeting.
Which, I'm sorry, I missed, so I'm out of the loop on that, but Mike, I'm just going to suggest...
We should have the option, and
time,
I can see
time,
your position.
Time is money, and it's a low-hanging fruit item because... Those issues, whatever they are, have to be reviewed anyway.
Right.
It costs nothing. There is no additional cost in time or money to review them concurrently. The outcome is you get your approval sooner.
You want to have the option to be able to.
I'm not sure exactly what you guys talked about there, what we want to review concurrently. But if you can save a day or a week or a month.
Well, the biggest, I mean, for me, one of the biggest ones would be...
That's half of what we're doing here.
Yeah, would be engineering review. If you run a preliminary plat that's fairly simple, that, you know, you want to take the risk on to start engineering on because you think then you're months ahead.
And you know what, I can bring this up again later as whether it's B or A, but...
We can leave it.
Okay.
We can leave it. It's fine.
They, you know, this is just eye candy, right? I mean, they... I know we're being recorded. They don't listen to this. Or if they do, they don't. They'll know.
They
at least the Mark will know it's not out of my character to say
do.
That. I don't. Doesn't matter. No, I mean if we move things between A and B, I think they trust our judgment. So, examining possibilities and benefits, various certifications or preferred status. We just talked about that, and that would, to me, you know, the retaining walls would be an example of that.
Eliminating it for certified consultants. I don't know as if we can eliminate the SFR storm review for certified consultants, but I think that there would be an option for an over-the-counter. Greg, I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys could just say...
I don't think you could eliminate it, but you could have a...
I think that's what it means. You get certain engineers that are approved by the county.
It's an expedited.
Just expedited. You pay, basically come in, pay a fee.
Right.
And
expedited approval.
Yeah. So maybe that needs to be
wordsmithed
a little bit. Mm. I'm not taking any notes. Whoops.
Okay. Close enough. SEPA thresholds and exemptions. I was going to. Does this belong here? I know. Are we still working on it? Been on here forever.
This is Eric and my bugaboo.
So see it later on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a list, which is it's good to, you know.
These are B priorities.
It needs to be on the radar. Partnerships with Parks Department. This came up at one of our last meetings too.
Yeah, and I think when we saw what the increase in the PIFs were going to be, that's when we're like, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to return back to the three for a minute. There actually was a bill this last in 17 that increased some exemptions, and I know with the housing affordability crisis still happening, it's likely that the legislature will take it up again next year, not this year. So just
So we should keep
it needs to be there.
Okay.
Okay, streamline engineering reviews, final engineering submitted with type 1 post-decision review process.
That's why it's on there.
My comment is, isn't that pretty much the 14
take,
and
take
15
that one off. Same 14 and 15 above.
So this popped up just in the middle of one of the minutes, the look to exchange ideas with staff on recruiting issues and how to find and hire the right people.
Is it our gig, really?
I don't know, but it came up. It was in the minutes.
No,
that I think, Mari, let's, you want to take it off?
I don't think so either.
Okay.
No.
That's an HR thing.
It's HR thing. Yeah.
Good luck with it, Ben.
We do try to get at least one D member on, at least for our engine staff.
Yeah, I think that it was something I picked up. It was an odd. I think the idea was like,
well, it's workforce development.
Do we have ideas of how to find engineers and things?
How do we attract and retain talent in Clark County, both in the private and public sector, when they get offered in jurisdictions that pay more? I think
that goes across the board, all the way down to your subs, building your houses and your framing.
We don't need an hour list. It just happens organically. Sometimes you'll hear Marty talk about it. It's really hard to find people, right. And it is in private and public. Monitored items, final plat process, encourage the use of technology, continuing encouragement for concurrent review processes, CCML.
LMS. That's awesome.
Single family residential lien process, staffing levels, and maintaining high level stormwater ordinance.
We can strike the in light of the recent.
Oh yeah,
good catch.
I mean, they're redoing it every year anyway. Residential building permits
and unfinished plats. That's already code. I don't know what more we can do with that.
Okay, so just the residential building permits.
I'm
not even sure what we're monitoring there.
What are we monitoring? Because I know
that's not
the permit.
It's probably it's covered up above, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right.
The use of I think it's meant to refer to the use of technology and the lien program and everything else. Reduce permit center wait times. That's price, and then monitor how the
rural ADUs
RADUs are going. And that's it for monitoring items that I come up with. So that's it. Do you guys have any other?
No, I think that if we can get a cleaned up version of it, then we can take another look at it. I'm more than happy. I think almost every year I've gone through it. Make sure we've got a couple. We use this document.
About 2 weeks would be good.
Continually throughout the year.
2 weeks would be good to the council. So, Melissa, I think if possible early next week is fine. And I think that would give you guys about a week.
That's fine.
To look at it. So,
And Melissa, thank you.
Thank
really.
You.
That's my group of partners. Sometimes I end up doing the typing just because someone's got to do it.
And Mr. Chair, I know that they asked some public comment, but I actually have a deep member announcement that we kind of just glossed over that I wanted to bring to group's attention that you might know about. As long as we're done with this.
Jeff? Nice job. Thank you, Jeff.
Good work. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We've got a client that has a couple of pieces of property down on the Columbia River.
Uh-huh.
And there's, of course, no public water down there, and so he's got to drill some wells. Apparently, there's been a prohibition, and I don't know for how long, on any drawdown of any of the aquifers that Burnt Bridge Creek is part of. Meaning, you cannot drill a well
within
this basin. It's not a watershed, but it's a basin. It's called and I don't know exactly what it is, but it's the Burnt Bridge Creek Basin. And it's, if you if the well that you would be pulling from is from this aquifer that serves, or that Burnbridge Creek serves or replenishes, then you have to get a hydrogeologist involved to prove that that the well that you're going to drill will not have any effect on aquifer drawdown. Now, I think that this is mostly a City of Vancouver issue. I don't know if you've heard about this at all. It's really surprised. Chad McMurray in our office is like our well guy and water guy. And he brought it to our attention. So he's still finding out more information about it. This is like over the last week that we found this.
Is this for even if any kind
single
of
family, single family, any domestic? Well, any well.
I don't know that they can.
So the city's trying to make you hook up
the. It's not the city.
It's not the city. It's the county.
It's not the county.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly who it is. Let me forward an email.
Yeah.
It might be DOE. Yeah. Well, let me forward you the information that I have.
Yeah.
Out so that you guys all know about it. I can take a look, but it was like, oh wow. So he's still finding out information. I mean, we're like, well, if you go down to that, and it depends on the aquifer, because if you go get down to the aquifer that the City of Vancouver gets its water from, it's not an issue. But if you go to this shallower aquifer, then it's part, and if it's hydraulically connected to Burnbridge Creek, then you have to do a study that shows that you're not going to affect the flow.
It has to do with how to classify the water rates. So if he actually owned a water rate and purchased a water rate for that aquifer, he could go drill it up.
So you've heard of this?
That's how they categorize water rates.
Okay.
So if you ever adopt a water rate, that's how they handle it. So certain regions they have to look at.
Okay.
So even when you're transferring a water rate, that might be over, say, Ward Road, it's a very hypothetical, okay, but I'm in the aquifer, let's see. Which I know is not the case, but it depends on your depth.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad example, but it depends on your depth and which aquifer you're hitting and where you can transfer the water rate to.
But they have the right, I mean, you always have the right for one domestic well.
Not in this instance.
Except if it's in, that's part of the HERS decision too, if it's in a watershed that's going to be drawn down, correct?
Well, you have to be on a state listed watershed that has either a plan or not a plan. I'm not aware of any.
I wouldn't use watershed. I would use basin. The terminology should be different.
Yeah.
Didn't they get a legislative fix on this?
When I deal with water rates, that's how they do it. They say I can transfer if I'm trying to sell it to the municipality. I can transfer it to this one, or it can only be used for radiation, or it can be used for municipal. That's how
send us the information.
I will. That's all I have.
All right. Public comment.
I have a public comment. It's may or may not be the James partnership with parks. I think we should look at some modification to the PUD code. One of them would be the open space requirement itself. I don't really think it makes a whole lot of sense. A lot of people are discouraged by the fact that you're developing this open space for a park, okay, that the Parks Department will not take, they will not give you credit for, okay, but you're going above and beyond what the Parks Department would do. You're donating it back for public use, essentially. You're maintaining it, okay, and then you're still paying parking back fees.
Who owns the park?
And that was one of the issues that was brought up during that parks discussion.
I've dealt with the parks personally on it, so I know how the whole thing works, and it's very discouraging.
Well, it was very disingenuous because the response we got from the Parks Department was, well, we're not going to give you credit for it because we think eventually the HOA is going to get tired of managing it and just deed it over to us anyway, so we'll get the double dip. We'll get a public park plus the
pits. Well,
plus the pits.
Now they put that in an email to me.
They're going to put a proposal
together.
It's a nice high roll.
But I think there's other provisions in there that I've dealt with too, as far as mixing
housing types between different zones. I know I've had an issue with that as well, as well as I think there's quite a few people that have had it on blending. Okay, so various staff members have a different interpretation of the transition. So that
is that clearly defined, Susan? Are you talking about transition with regards to adjacent?
Adjacent zones.
And adjacent lot sizes.
Right, yeah. So it's very vague, I think, in there to give everybody the flexibility, but it kind of comes back to bite you a little bit, depending on which plan you get.
We've had to negotiate on the configuration of a single lot in the name of transitioning to the PUD, and our position is that is
at the end of the day.
A little finer.
Huh? Yeah, I got it. So I'm in favor of that. That we've reviewed.
Yeah. I think Marty mentioned that we need to take another look at the PUD.
The PUD, and I have to deal with the PUDs throughout the state. And I think you could even do that into a regular SFR subdivision as well if you need a certain, if you meet the requirement for the open space.
The parking.
If you're putting that amount of parking, you should be exempt from parking that piece.
Or at least get credit.
That's or at least get credit. But see, yeah. the parks department, they don't want to do a credit because then they have accounting. That's the big deal. And you get this $500 here and there. Most jurisdictions that they deal with on each side, they just exempt.
What about?
Can you give us?
But I could come up with a proposal and go down.
That would be great. And then examples of other codes that you've worked with that you'd like to maybe emulate.
And I know that, so that's the PUD. Those are my kind of comments on that. The mixed use, I don't really deal with the mixed use that much just because the code is.
We know.
I'm trying to come up with a. I'm trying to come up with a polite way of saying, but it's just bad.
Everybody understands.
So I think those are. It's becoming essentially a useless zone, and not a lot of people developing because they don't want to go through the 200-page packet to submit it in 2 years. It takes just a bit.
So the people who are developing in it are looking for a specific product, and they're developing in phases. Theoretically, so they develop out their multifamily phase, and then the rest of the land just sits fallow because they don't want anything to do with the other types of uses in there. So
Clark County, I mean, there is people that develop commercial and multifamily and residential, but for the most part, we're fairly specialized. Yes. You're either a residential guy, you're a multifamily, you're commercial, you're commercial. So
I don't.
Those are my public comments.
From February.
I saw that and then I thought, well, maybe Steve.
No, and I missed it.
Yeah.
That's not good for Mike.
And we're having you review the rest.
It's Steve Madsen.
He's much smarter.
What are we referencing?
Just the last.
The work file?
Oh, the public.
Yes.
Public present, you've got Steve Marash instead of Steve Madsen.
Right down there. Public.
And then public comment. Same. Same thing.
At the end.
Marty and I would be asking
in the beginning.
I don't think we need to open up anything for that. That is, in my opinion, an error.
That is a Scrivener's error.
Scrivener's error.
Yeah. We just lost a quorum, so we can't vote it on.
We lost a quorum a little while ago. Yeah, I'm losing them left and right. I should do this more often.
They checked out.
All right. Anything else?
That's
all. All right, then I guess we are adjourned.
Good.
Nice job.
That was a good session today.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
It's good to get that.